three, four.
There you go.
the two copper plates. So let's slow it down again, I think. What do you think? I love the Lord Inchiquin. So what? Let me ask you this question. I think it's worth throwing out there to get some feedback. So I always love playing a mix of tunes in my session. Now, generally when I'm playing a session, they're not slow sessions, but I really love to have a mixture of different tunes and not like just, you know, 20,000 reels or then a bunch of jigs and, you know, no hornpipes or no marches or any of this kind of stuff. So unfortunately, I don't know too many marches, but I do like some O'Carron stuff and O'Carron's Concerto and Lord Inchiquin and Shebeg Shemore and Innis Shear and that kind of stuff. So how do you guys feel about that in sessions?
Yeah,
we make same as you.
Yeah.
You do?
We mix them up a lot up in Maine, yeah. Yep. We do a lot of different things.
Okay.
I like
them. To...
Go ahead.
As a fiddle player, it's so nice to have a different bow stroke so it's not the same repetitive thing through the whole session. It's just nice to change it up.
Right. I can see that. Yeah, it's a little bit different with the accordion because you know, we're somewhat in the same position regardless, you know, we're pushing or we're pulling. That's it. You know.
A mix is good.
Right, Denise. What was that?
A mix is good.
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, I mean, there are people that just don't want to play hornpipes or reels, I mean, jigs or slip jigs or marches. And it's like, it's such a pity, you know?
You know, John, have you heard about the Wednesday night at the Blue in Portland, Maine? They just have a hornpipe night. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, one night a week is just hornpipes.
And one night a year.
How long?
One night a year. Yeah, it's coming up, actually. I think it's like usually in February or something like, or January, February. It's
oh, my goodness. I thought it was every week. Yeah.
No, it's one night a year. Yeah.
How long
Should
do they
be more than that.
How long do they play for, hornpipes? I mean,
they don't
do 2 hours of hornpipes, do they?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all night. One session all night. They're all hornpipes, and they're medleys and a lot of different players, and it's more of like featuring different players.
Well, I did. You know, when I did Swan and Orr a couple of years ago, they have you do these little 1 hour things. I forget what they call them now, but anyway, something pot. What do you call that? Potluck or whatever. I forget. But anyway, so I did one on hornpipes. And I didn't realize, because I just played what was in my head, you know, I just kept playing. So somebody said they actually recorded, and by the time we were done, it was probably 40 minutes between chat talking and everything. But they said I did 20, 25 or 26 hornpipes in that one little workshop, you know.
So,
but there's really great hornpipes out there, you know.
Something we tried up in, I'm from Maine, and we've been trying lately at our sessions is just to wind up with everybody doing polka tag. Like somebody starts with a polka, then somebody just kind of follows in, and, you know, so it's like nonstop until we get to the end, you know, so it's kind of challenges us to like learn some new polkas and stuff. But we've been really trying to, you know, do that in order to get people kind of on board to playing more polkas, but also learning some new ones. So it's kind of fun.
I got into it with Kevin Crawford last year at Portal in Arizona, Portal Irish Music Week. And when Kevin played Saturday, Pete Strickler was he came as well, and he's one of the co-founders. And I said, we played for like 25 minutes of polka straight, you know, straight. and Pete said, oh, no, you didn't. He said, you played for an hour and 20 minutes. Just me and Kevin, we played an hour and 20 minutes straight.
I was there, John, and you made all that, those serving dishes fall off the table. Pounding.
that was a fun night, for sure. So. All right, so let's do Lord Inchiquin. See, that was my break because Claudine's not here this week, so there was no break with Claudine at the hour and a half period. So I slowed it down by talking too much. That's not it.